Stunning twist in Illinois policeman's death.
A suicide, not a homicide.
Ohio snuffs out legal marijuana.
It's just good Ohio common sense.
Safe for humans, deadly for dogs.
You just have to be really careful because dogs are nosy little creatures.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. In a few hours, police outside Chicago will reveal the September shooting death of a Fox Lake police officer, Charles Joseph Glinowitz, was a suicide. CBS's Dean Reynolds says it caps a case that sparked a major manhunt and nationwide attention.
After the initial report he was killed in the line of duty, after the funeral cortege that drew thousands of mourners and cops from across the country, after his wife's tear-filled tribute.
Joe was my best friend, my world, my hero.
The truth emerged, and it failed to support any of it. After a massive manhunt and an investigation which cost taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars, police failed to make any arrests or identify any suspects. The only clear thing was that the 30-year police veteran was shot twice with his own .40-caliber pistol.
Glinowitz was 52, an Army vet called G.I. Joe by his friends. A new Republican poll puts Ben Carson and Donald Trump in a virtual tie at the top of the presidential race. The Quinnipiac National Survey shows Trump with 24%, Carson 23%, Marco Rubio third with 14%. Political analyst Greg Valliere.
We're still in the first phase of this campaign, and that's a phase of anger, of venting. When we get into the winter, then as Iowa and New Hampshire approach, people will look at temperament, they'll look at who could actually win, and then I think the dynamic will change.
The poll also gives Carson a 10-point edge in a projected matchup against Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton. She edges Trump when the two of those are paired off. Voters in Ohio said no to measures that would have legalized medical marijuana and recreational use of pot. State Attorney General Mike DeWine says it was the right call.
It's just good Ohio common sense. They weren't going to be snowed by $25 million worth of ads.
For just the second time in more than 40 years, Kentucky voters have elected a Republican governor, political novice Matt Bevin.
This is a great night for conservatives in the state of Kentucky.
In Mississippi, Republican Governor Phil Bryant was reelected. His Democratic opponent, a truck driver, spent just a few $1,000s on the campaign. Bridgeport, Connecticut elected former Mayor Joe Ganim, a man who spent 7 years in prison for corruption. Houston voters rejected a ballot measure that would have extended anti-discrimination protection to gay and transgender people. KHOU TV reporter Larry Seward.
The opponents turned this into a bathroom issue. Do you want men in women's restrooms? And that is something supporters just could not overcome.
The Reform Jewish Movement, which is the largest branch of Judaism in this country, is set to pass the most far-reaching resolution on transgender rights of any major religious organization. The E. coli outbreak in Oregon and Washington State has now been linked to at least 37 illnesses. The focus is on Chipotle restaurants. All 43 in both states have been closed by the company while it investigates. Seattle health official Dr. Jeff Duchin says they found the microorganism responsible, but going beyond that may be impossible.
The most likely explanation is a product like lettuce or cilantro or tomatoes or onions, some produce that is used by these facilities but not others.
All food served by the chain is being tested. Chipotle is being asked for a complete list of its suppliers. Hours after the government hit the airbag maker Takata with a $70 million fine, Honda, the firm's biggest customer, dropped Takata as its airbag supplier. A new admission from Volkswagen sent the company's stock tumbling for a second straight day in Europe. VW says another 800,000 cars gave off more carbon dioxide emissions than advertised. More than 11 million vehicles had rigged software that helped vehicles pass emissions testing. A Russian-built cargo plane crashed today in South Sudan, killing at least 25 people. CBS's Alan Pizzi in Cairo has the latest on the mysterious crash last weekend of a Russian passenger jet.
Russian media, citing sources within the investigation, are reporting that bodies of passengers from the rear section of the plane have different injuries than those sitting in the forward section. The tail section was found nearly 3 miles from the main fuselage, reinforcing the theory that it broke off due to damage caused 14 years ago when the plane suffered what is known as a tail strike. A bomb could have the same effect. but Russian officials are warning against speculation.
In Washington, the House is expected to vote before the end of the week on the first major piece of legislation brought to the floor by new Speaker Paul Ryan.
Like a similar measure that passed the Senate, this House bill funds highway projects for 3 more years. Pennsylvania Republican Bill Schuster is the chief sponsor.
This bill helps improve our nation's infrastructure and maintains a strong commitment to safety.
The bipartisan bill unanimously cleared Schuster's committee last month, but Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio says drivers deserve more.
If they don't want to blow out their tires and break their rims and potholes, we need to invest.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Some pet owners don't find out till it's too late. A common sweetener in sugarless gum and other products could kill your dog. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Sam Caress and Jordan Pellet found out the hard way. Their beloved dog, Luna, ate chewing gum containing the sugar substitute xylitol. She started vomiting. By the time they rushed her to the vet, her kidneys were failing.
They were shutting down and that we didn't really have any other choice than to put her down.
And not just sugar-free gum. More dogs are being poisoned as more foods are made with xylitol. Some animal welfare groups want warning labels. This vet says be vigilant.
Dogs are nosy little creatures, and they're hungry all the time. I know my dogs are, and they're always looking for a treat. So you have to really watch them.
Come here.
Sam and Jordan aren't taking any chances with their new adopted dog, Gunner. If a product contains xylitol, they say, they just won't buy it. Steve?
There's a follow-up to the July death of Bobby Christina Brown, daughter of the late Whitney Houston. Duluth, Georgia, Police Major Don Woodruff says a woman in charge of her care at the hospice where she died is charged with impersonating a nurse.
She is not a nurse. She had performed an identity theft from an actual nurse and was over there working for some time.
He says they don't believe anything she did contributed to Brown's death. A New Jersey casino mogul is betting on people who fled the Syrian civil war. CBS's Bill Whitney explains.
Glenn Straub, owner of the defunct Revel Casino Hotel, has been struggling since April to reopen the 47-story resort. He's proposed turning it into an equestrian facility or an indoor water park. He's also suggested using it for medical tourism or a genius academy where the world's top minds would gather to tackle society's problems. Now, Straub says if he could get reimbursement for the cost of operating the building, he'd open it to house Syrian refugees. The State Department says it could put Straub in touch with a resettlement agency. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
There were major voting delays in North Versailles, Pennsylvania yesterday. A man driving a jitney with voting equipment never showed up at the polling station. Police say he decided to give rides for money in the vehicle instead. He's now facing charges. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.